It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Istanbul, I discovered the magic of eggplant. And the good news, everyone, for you to have is that you don't have to go to Istanbul to learn how to prepare it for your family. Today, in our Family Food Kitchen, we are about to reveal our delicious, nutritious eggplant secrets, Carolina. Eggplant is so underrated and underused, yet it's so beautiful to look at and so nutritious. Why do people run from it?
I know. I don't understand it either. Well, I do a little bit. It can look intimidating, and it can be something that if they didn't grow up eating, they're going to look at it and say, I don't know how to make that, don't have the time, and pass it by. But I hope that after you listen to this short segment, you will be so excited to go pick up some eggplants and start cooking with it, because they are phenomenal. And you know, like you said, it's a fruit. I never knew that until I started looking more into it. It works more like a vegetable because it's not sweet at all, but it's actually a fruit. That's very interesting.
Good point. Not all fruit has to be sweet. I think that's that association, but everything with a seed in it is a fruit. So there you go. But I want to tell you that when I moved to Istanbul and I watched them prepare it for the first time, I went, oh my gosh, now I get it. And what they did was slice it into little, like, half-inch slices. And then they dotted it with salt and let it sit for a while. And that salt absorbs some of the moisture, but also the bitterness gets removed. You wipe it off, and then you're ready to go for so many recipes. It was like, so now we eat it all the time at home. Obviously, I don't live there anymore, but eggplant lives with us now.
That's such a good point. One of the things that turns people off is they may have tried it before and thought it was bitter, or they may have tried to cook it before and turned out with a bitter dish. And that's because the bigger the eggplant, the more seeds it will have, and the bitterness comes from the seeds. So tip number one, when you go buy it, actually pick the medium to smaller sized ones. They have white ones and they have purple ones. I prefer the purple ones to start off with, but you know, pick either one of them, but actually the smaller ones. And another tip, don't need to put it in the refrigerator. It is a summer vegetable after all. So just leave it on top of your counter. You want to consume it fairly quick. You don't want to have to leave it sitting there for a few days. But they're delicious. And I couldn't talk about eggplant if I didn't mention the reason why I love it so much. I am a nutritionist. So when I look at foods, I don't just look at taste, but I also look at what they can bring to my body and to my children. Eggplants are a phenomenal source of fiber as well as several phytonutrients. They have such an impressive array of mineral and vitamins, meaning they're very complete with the different ones that are available within it. So for example, folate, potassium, manganese, vitamin C, B6, thiamine, phosphorus, copper, magnesium, and I didn't even mention them all. And that's all inside one tiny eggplant. So they're very powerful. They're very powerful for fighting heart disease, and also they are great for preventing some cancers. So it is, if I haven't convinced you yet, these are great reasons to include them in your menu planning for your weekly, especially when they're in season, because then they're super cheap.
All right, so now we're convinced. Help us understand how we can cook it for our families, especially with recipes that kids will eat.
Yeah, so I think one of the more famous one is the eggplant lasagna. So a lot of people have at least seen a recipe like that. So let me tell you why you should try a recipe with eggplant lasagna. First of all, because you're going to be substituting the noodles. So it's going to be a much less sugar concentrated type of recipe, less carbohydrate, especially if you're watching that, okay? Second reason is when you put the eggplant in a familiar food like lasagna, kids are going to be more willing to try it for the first time. So when you're going to make it, exactly what Ellen said is your number one step in the recipe is slicing them lengthwise so you have the nice thin slices just like a noodle, and then put it in a bath of water with a teaspoon, one or two teaspoons of salt. So you make a little water bath with one or two teaspoons of salt, let the slices sit in that water bath for just a few minutes, maybe 10-15 minutes, and then you're ready for the next step in the lasagna recipe, which there's many ways you can bake those slices and then use it in the eggplant, or you can saute them in a pan and then use it in the eggplant. So I've seen it different ways. Some people even take out their grill and grill it first and then kind of set up their lasagna. So that's one way to get it and to introduce it for the first time to kids, especially with all that cheese and red sauce. I mean, gosh, what couldn't taste good, right?
Well, and eggplant parmesan, I think a lot of people are familiar with that, and we have that recipe on the Kid Critic site as well. That's another
that's
way
right.
to get all the cheese and the other things, flavors that kids like, but get all those nutrients from eggplant in there. And it has a nice texture when it's baked, I think.
Yeah, I agree. It's very, I like to use the word meaty, but it is, and it also acts like a sponge, you know, when you cook it. It absorbs the flavors of whatever is on top and underneath, so that's why it works so well with lasagna or eggplant parmesan, like you said, because the red sauce just seeps into it, and it really works. I absolutely
love
it.
Oh, I can taste it now.
One of our...
Yeah, I want some. But you mentioned grilling, and I know you make eggplant burgers. I have not tried this, but tell everybody, it sounds fabulous.
I know, it sounds so fancy, but it's so simple. I'm almost embarrassed to say how it's made. But literally, I did that same soaking situation with the slices. And then if it's a bigger eggplant, I may cut the slices in two. So I have about like a square, about the size of a cheese slice, if you want to say. And then what I do is I brush it with olive oil, both sides. And my magic trick, don't tell anybody, is Bragg's sprinkles, or tell everybody if you want. Bragg's sprinkles. I sprinkle a little bit on each side and then just lightly grill it so I get the grill marks on both sides and it gets softer. And that's it. Put it in burger buns. Or the other day we ran out of burger buns, so I actually sliced it and rolled it up in a tortilla. Kids thought it was amazing, loved it. I was like, all right, I created a new way to eat it. Oh, you know, I forgot to mention this in the beginning, Ellen, but it's kind of a big deal to make sure that you do cook it through, because the eggplant has a substance. It's called solamine, not to get too much into it, but basically when consumed raw, it can cause some GI stress. So you definitely don't want to eat it uncooked. So when you are grilling, make sure that it's grilled through. And the same thing with baking and everything else, especially on the grill. Don't go underdone. Make sure that it is grilled.
And you don't take the skin off. You keep the skin on. That's the magic part of it, isn't it?
Duh, yeah, that's where all the nutrients are. You take the skin out of the eggplant, then you lost about 10%, or wait, 90% of all your nutrients. So definitely don't take the skin out. Leave it on.
Yeah, that deep, deep, dark purple is filled with proanthocyanidins and all kinds of other yum, yum ones. You think of, you wouldn't take the skin off the grape seed, grape, to make the red wine. You keep it on. You keep the skin on the eggplant. Quickly, did
sure.
you add anything to the tortilla roll besides strip of eggplant? Did you put anything else in there?
Yeah, we added a lot of sliced tomatoes and greens, and I think we added a tiny bit of hummus, too, to just kind of make it all stick together. Yeah. So we only have a minute, and I can't talk about eggplant if we don't talk about baba ganoush. So that's a super easy recipe. We have it on our website. But the basis of it is that you bake it first, and then you can puree that eggplant, so with a food processor. And then you can go crazy. You can add that puree to soups, anything you want. But the baba ganoush itself, it's actually mixing tahini, fresh parsley, lemon juice with your pureed eggplant, and it makes an amazing dip. It's a Mediterranean dish, but it's delicious. You got to try it. Or for a Greek type of burger, you can just put a dollop on top of your burger, and it makes it the perfect Greek burger. So anyways, if you guys want to check out these recipes, go to kidcritics.org. While you're there, look on the left-hand side column. You'll see an enter to win sign. That's our weekly sweepstakes. There's always something there that you can win, so make sure you check that out. For more from us, visit us on RadioMD.com. And in the meantime, make sure you eat well and stay well.